Doing calligraphy for Thầy is a practice of meditation. Each session of calligraphy begins with the tea. I never write calligraphy without having a cup of tea first. I always mix tea with ink. Therefore, when you look deeply into the ink, you see the tea inside. And when I hold the breath, I begin to breathe in. And for making this circle, I begin here. And I breathe in mindfully. So you can see my in-breath in this circle. There's a calm, there's a concentration, there's a mindfulness, and there's love.
When we practice calligraphy, our teacher would explain it is an expression of mindfulness. We are in the sitting still hut. This is where Thầy, our teacher, Zen Master Thích Nhất Hạnh, would do a lot of his calligraphies, or we can call it the wisdom of our teacher's practice, as well as the wisdom of our teacher's insight. So calligraphy is one of the ways of expressing art, and it is also a very beautiful mindful practice. For example, when our teacher writes, I have arrived, I am home. So in the time of writing, we are also practicing that Dharma. I have arrived, I am at home in every brushstroke. Calligraphy is an art, and one thing that Thầy has told me is that whenever he practices, he likes to practice no self, non-self. Sometimes when Thầy would do a circle, he would invite his teacher to do the circle with him, or he would invite the Buddha to do the circle with him. So in that way, in that practice, our teacher is contemplating continuation. I am a continuation of my teacher. I am a continuation of the Buddha. And if they do the practice of calligraphy, then the circle, the calligraphy will be done much more beautiful.
The me is made of non-me and ease. And that is why when you practice calligraphy, you can touch the inside of both. Of intervening, because you cannot be by yourself alone. You have to intervene with the whole process. And that is why calligraphy can be a deep practice. And why you do calligraphy with that concentration, with that mindfulness, with that the insight. And the insight of intervening, the insight of yourself,
understand this listening to the Dharma in the outward dimension. I see the autumn leaf fall, occupying the whole sky. I see the autumn moon burn on every path or path. But the Dharma is neither full nor empty.